and I imagine her lying on a beach in Barbados, sipping a cool cocktail. I turn on the flat-screen television so there's noise to fill the vacuum and provide some semblance of company, but I don't listen or watch. I sit and stare blankly at the brick wall. I am numb. I feel nothing but the pain. How long must I endure this? The door buzzer startles me from my anguish, and my heart skips a beat. Who could that be? I press the intercom. Delivery for Ms. Steele. A bored, disembodied voice answers, and disappointment crashes through me. I listlessly make my way downstairs and find a young man noisily chewing gum, holding a large cardboard box and leaning against the front door. I sign for the package and take it upstairs. The box is huge and surprisingly light. Inside are 2 dozen long-stemmed white roses and a card. Congratulations on your first day at work. I hope it went well. And thank you for the glider. That was very thoughtful. It has pride a place on my desk. Christian. I stare at the typed card, the hollow in my chest expanding. No doubt his assistant sent this. Christian probably had very little to do with it. It's too painful to think about.